BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Coming of the Holy Spirit.
On the day of Pentecost, the believers were praying in the upper room. Suddenly, they heard a loud noise. It sounded like a violent storm coming out of heaven. The sound filled the room, and they saw what looked like fire. It then separated and settled on each believer. Instantly, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and started to speak in foreign languages. People from the city heard about this. Among them were Jews from many different countries who spoke different languages. They went to see what was happening. When they got there, they heard the apostles speaking in various languages, including those from everyone in the crowd. Some of the people said, "This is impossible! These men can't speak our language. They're from Galilee. Yet we're hearing them in our own tongue." Others said, "Ugh, they're just drunk." Peter stood up in front of them and said, "These men aren't drunk. This is what the prophet of old talked about when he said God would pour out his spirit upon common people." He then preached to them, and the number of believers grew to over 3,000 people. They met together often so they could learn from each other and from the apostles. One afternoon, Peter and John went to the temple at the time of prayer. There they saw a man begging who had been crippled since he was born. Peter stopped in front of the man and said, "Look at me. I don't have money to give you, but I have something better. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." As Peter and John helped the man up, his feet and legs became strong. He stood by himself, and then he walked. He even jumped for joy while praising God. People saw the man walking and recognized him as the one who was crippled and set begging at the gate. They gathered around the three men. Peter once again preached to them, and the number of believers increased to over 5,000. The Jewish leaders found out that Peter and John were preaching to the people, so they sent guards to put the two disciples in prison. The next morning, the high priest sent for the two men so they could stand before the council. The religious leader said, "Who gave you the authority to preach to the people?" The Holy Spirit guided Peter as he answered, "This man was healed by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one you killed on a cross. God raised him from the dead, and he's the only way of salvation." The rulers were amazed at the confidence of Peter and John. Since the two men didn't have a formal education, they knew this boldness came from being with Jesus. They decided to threaten the disciples and demand that they stop teaching about Jesus. Peter and John didn't hesitate to answer, "You're asking us to disobey God so we can obey you. That's impossible. We know what we've seen and heard." The leaders eventually released Peter and John. The two men went back to the fellowship of believers and told them what had happened. Everyone rejoiced together, and they had a new boldness to tell others about God's message.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.